It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder headquarters at Sassafras Mountain in the Bojangles studio. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. I feel good. Oh, man, what a busy weekend, and a good one, too. Gobble, gobble, it started. Those thunder chickens are gobbling. Welcome to the program, everyone. Excuse me. Welcome to the program. This is 2 hours of outdoors every Saturday morning on WSB Radio out of Atlanta, SB Nation Radio nationally, and we were on Facebook, but we're not this morning, so don't bother with that. So let me tell you, this program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, excuse me, Real Tree Radio, Fire Aid, Real Tree Camo, Timbuktu Outdoors, True Turn Hooks, Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort, Striplings, Works Tools, and of course the Whitetail Institute. Evidently I need a cup of coffee here, so hold on just a second. Well, we are busy this morning, and hope you're able to join us. Let me give you the telephone numbers, should you want to do that. 404-872-0750 out of Atlanta. 404-872-0750. Or outside the Atlanta calling area and nationwide is 800-WSB-TALK. 800-972-8255. It's 408. It's pretty here on the mountain. May rain today across the southeast. I don't care. Get out there and see if you can hammer one of those gobblers. It's the opening day of the wild turkey season in Georgia and in many states. So we hope you'll be able to go gobbler season this time. Today, O'Neill is going to be at the home show. Mm-hmm. Visit the home show this week, and I'll be in the Tough Shed area. Inside a Tough Shed, and I'll be there at noon, and the first 10 people that walk up to me and ask for a hat, I will give you one. A signed O'Neill, if you want it signed, a signed O'Neill Outside hat. So it's almost 4:09. We got a first break coming up. O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings. You stay right there. I'll be back. Extension of the show, but welcome back, everyone. Telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Right now, we're going to talk to David calling from Blairsville, Georgia. Great-looking place. Good morning, David.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you doing today?
Good, good. What's going on with you? It's gobble time. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I understand the thunder chicken thing, but them fish are calling.
I got you.
Yeah, we're getting ready to head over to the dam over Nick and Jack and fish. Got a 3-day trip planned. Gonna go.
Fantastic.
Saturday.
3 days. Make it pay off.
Yeah, we're bringing the cornmeal. We're gonna cook our fish. Bring a bunch home, and it's gonna be a good trip. I'm looking forward to it. My dad's 79. I'm taking him. And my son's going with me, and we're going to get out there and make a killing, I hope.
Well, I'm sure you will, and take lots of photos. The three of you together is a precious time.
It really is. It's really unique. And, you know, my son, it's funny how he got the same bug that my dad and I both have.
Uh-huh.
I was growing up, my dad took me fishing every weekend. I mean, Saturday and Sunday, that's what we did.
Fabulous. What great memories.
And I lived in Vero Beach, Florida, and we actually, when I was a kid, my parents didn't make a lot of money, so we ate fish 4 and 5 times a week.
Good.
And I still love fish to this day so much.
There you are.
What?
Everybody's out turkey hunting today, so you'll have everything to yourself.
I hope so. I hope they all just stay the heck away from over there.
There you go. All right. My best wishes to you, sir.
I'll call you back in a couple weeks and tell you how we did, O'Neill.
Hey, I'll be looking forward to that. Have a good, safe trip. Take photos.
All right. I'll do it.
You bet. See you later, pal. There you go. Hey, there you go. Now let's talk. Hey, from the great state, the mountainous state of Kentucky, here's Wade. Good morning, Wade. You're on the radio.
Morning, how you doing this morning, sir?
Good.
Got a little cold Kentucky rain going on up here this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, I woke up. I didn't have my glasses. It was 1:04. I thought it was 4 o'clock. I was calling at 1 o'clock this morning. I had to go to the boys' room. I said, dummy, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there you go. I was asleep. I can tell you that.
I had to agree, listen to you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, David. Say again.
No, I said I have to get up at 3 to listen to you. I'm an hour behind you up here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You sure are. I forgot about that.
What's the weather like down there?
It's going to rain a little bit today, 40%, but it's not cold. It's going to be in the 50s, and it's a terrific cloud-covered day, probably mostly for the turkey season to begin.
Well, my buddy Billy went up to his lake the other day to do a little work on the camper, and he said he couldn't throw a crappy jig out there without catching a fish. I said,
they're ready.
Make a boy feel homesick.
They are ready. They are biting. I was at a show this week, and I will be over the weekend, and everybody wants to know where the fish bite, and I said, everywhere.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll be back about a week. First thing I'm going to do is head back up out of the little watershed lake and get in the John boat.
There you go. Well, I wish you well. Have a good crappy dinner.
I will, sir. Don't put me on hold. That's why I'm listening. I can't get you on the radio.
All right, thanks, pal. I'll put you on hold right now. Now we need to do the radio prize package. So here is Woman Williams with the rules and the package. And it's a good one.
Yes, what did I do?
Did you lose it already?
Of course.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here she is.
Here we go. Okay, if you're 18 years old or older and you have not won a prize package in the last year, you can win this one. And if you call and you have the first correct answer, you'll get a FireAid fire suppressor, a $25 gift certificate to Bass Pro Shop, a $10 Bojangles gift card, a Realtree hat and decal combo, a DataSport forecaster and a moon phase clock, the latest edition of the Angler magazine and the Dude magazine, 2 cans of Fisher's Choice baits, 2 packages of Bug Band wipes and a Bug Band wristband, a True Turn lure and a packet of hooks, a Thunder Chicken by Captain Mark Noble, and are we going to give the hat away in this one? We're going to give we have a True Turn signed hat by O'Neill that we can give away.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Give
okay,
away.
So you'll also get a True Turn hat with O'Neill's name on it.
Okay.
How about that? And
that's pretty much it.
So it's pretty good.
All right, you know the telephone numbers, and this, again, that the question's always about us. So here, excuse me, tough morning. Here's the question. What is O'Neill's first name? That should be easy enough.
You mean your first name's not O'Neill?
Yeah, my first name is not O'Neill, so do that.
Oh.
Okay, and while we collect those calls, then let's do, if Jason can get me started there, maybe we'll do it without music. I'm going to do the very first, we missed the silent hero last week, so I have the silent hero going on right now. And so we're going to do the silent hero brought to you by FireAid. And FireAid Enforcer.
Now,
I wish to have the can
it's
right
time
there.
For the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award. Brought to you by FireAid.
Okay, here we go. Jason Durbin. The thing about being a firefighter is that you're never really off the clock. In 2009, Chicago firefighter Jason Durbin, he was enjoying some off-duty time when he saw smoke coming from a nearby high-rise. This is really something. Now you gotta listen. He called 911 to report it. Then he started up the stairs to the fire. He went up 28 floors. Yeah, 28 floors.
Wow.
Yeah, and when he got to the fire, excuse me, he didn't have any of his equipment. He had no backup. He fought through a wall of smoke, and he found a woman curled up unconscious on the floor. Mm-hmm. He picked her up and carried her down through the fire, through the smoke, for 28 floors.
Wow.
Just in a day's work for a silent hero.
Yep.
Jason Durbin in Chicago, 2009.
28 floors.
28 floors.
I can't imagine.
That's exactly right. They're never off the clock. Silent Heroes, brought to you by the Ronnie Thames Foundation. That's the guy who owns Fire Aid, and these are indeed silent heroes. All right, 20 after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And the radio prize package question is out there. What's O'Neill's first name? It's something O'Neill Williams. And I can hear somebody saying, I know. Yeah. So at 20 after the hour. Now, today, O'Neill, by noontime, is going to be at the home show in Atlanta at the Tough Shed display. And the first 10 people, beginning at noon when I get there, the first 10 people that walk up and ask me for a fishing cap, you have to ask me, then I'll give you a hat. And by the way, we've got some new hats at Cherokee County Toyota. All you have to do is walk in the showroom there and ask for a hat. And at Horsetown in Marietta and Snellville and Locust Grove, just walk in, ask for a hat. You'll get one. If you want a hat. If you don't want a hat, don't ask. Yes, ma'am.
At the home show, what are you close to? So people can...
Well, you can't. There's only two Tough Sheds in the room.
I mean, it stands out pretty much.
Oh, yeah. There's two Tough Shed buildings in there.
Okay.
And I'm in one of them.
You mean, are they in the same booth?
They're side by side.
Okay.
One fixed up really nice, and one is a man cave.
Okay.
With a television screen and all that kind of stuff. So...
Cool. Oh,
all
really?
Right.
And, I like to see that.
We have a winner for the prize package, and we'll get to him right after this break that's coming up. And if you'd like to call and talk about turkey hunting, fishing, whatever, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 on the SB Nation and WSB Nationwide. This is O'Neill. We'll get to the caller when we get back, I promise. Welcome back, everyone. The radio prize package ready to be answered. Then we're going to talk turkey hunting the rest of the morning. Right now, the question was, what is O'Neill's first name? And from Auburn, here's Casey calling. Casey, is this Auburn, Alabama or Auburn, Georgia?
That's Auburn, Georgia, Donald.
That is correct. That's O'Neill's first name. It's Donald. I was called Donald, but not very long. It's an O'Neill. I'm an O'Neill-looking guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. So are you turkey hunting this morning? You're working? What's going on?
Well, I'm working. I'm on the ambulance this morning. Wish I was out crappie fishing, but, you got people to take care of today.
Yeah,
well,
you're one of our
silent
heroes.
Silent
yeah.
heroes, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. Good for you.
How did you know his first name?
I've just been watching it for a long time, and I heard it one time. So.
Okay.
That's great. You ended up with a great radio prize package. Give us a couple of weeks to get it to you.
All
in the meantime, it'll come in a big box, and it's full of stuff.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, O'Neill.
You bet. All right. You have a great morning, sir.
Hey, y'all have a blessed one.
You bet. See you soon. There you go. Mighty fine. That's a heck of a start, EMT winning the first prize, that prize
that's
package.
Great. That's mm-hmm. great.
That's great. There you go. 26 after the hour, 27 now. Opening day of the turkey season. My goodness. And here I am on the radio show. But I'm not an early season hunter. I hunt late. But we're going to talk right now about, if I can find my sheet of paper, since Woman Williams came in and straightened up my desk.
Well, it needed it.
Well, see, there you are.
Oh, yeah, blame it on me. You wouldn't have been able to find it anyway.
I had everything.
I didn't mess anything up.
I had everything just right.
I didn't mess up anything.
Wait a second. I've got the 10 dumb things that you do turkey hunting. All right, here's some of them. Well, and let me tell you that the 10 dumb things. I tell you what, let's do. Let's get, here's some. Hey, we're going to talk to somebody that does some dumb things when he's turkey hunting, I'll bet you. So let's talk now to Ross. Ross is calling O'Neill outside. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, good morning, O'Neill. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You headed for the woods?
Yes, sir, I am. I've got two of my buddies coming out today. I'm on the top of a hill in Alabama. We've been hunting out here since the 15th. But, anybody who turkey hunts has done some dumb things.
What would Ross say is the, in your estimation, what's the dumbest thing people do when they're turkey hunting that keeps them from getting a bird?
I'm sitting there daydreaming and not concentrating on listening because, you know, there's so many noises in the woods, and you just if you listen, you know, you can hear things that that you need to hear when you're turkey hunting, and or getting up early. That's what I did last year. I got up early after calling for 45 minutes, and when I stood up, I bumped a big bird that was probably 45 yards from me.
I personally have taken more birds at 10 o'clock than I have at fly down.
Yeah, I'm probably half and half, too. I am, yeah. But I do like to call them straight off the roost and
and
shoot them right off the, out of, you know, right first thing when they land, you know.
Yeah, some people shoot them in the air.
I have shot one that flew up over my head two or three times before where I moved, and the bird jumped, flew up, and just shot him out of air like a goose.
That's great.
You mess up when you do that, though. You can't pick a headshot when you do that.
Yeah, I know it.
You have to eat around the shot, but, you know, at least you still had the bird. But,
at least you got him.
You can tell you, O'Neill, get in the woods and send us some pictures. I'm always a big fan. Love you to death.
Well, you're very kind. And I wait till late. I do better when the gobblers are lonesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's already been birds out here that are alone. Usually in the front part
of
the season, you see six or seven hens together. But the birds we've been seeing, I put a bird in a buddy's lap yesterday, and it hung up at about 45 yards. But he was everything I did, he answered, and he missed it. But We've all done that.
Absolutely, we've all done it. If anybody has ever said, I've never missed, then they just hadn't been going enough.
That's exactly right.
They'll miss. Well, good luck to you today, pal.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right.
I'll see you soon. There we go. Now let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark's down in Camden County. What are you doing this morning, buddy? You got them going on?
I'm heading up to Float Dogs Maha River and turkey hunt. I'm taking a wounded hero. I got a medically retired police officer from Kentucky hunting with me this morning.
Fantastic. Good for you. It'll be a memorable hunt.
Yeah. I'm going up to Hazelhurst Float River like I normally do. You know, I've been talking about that for years. That's the way I usually open up the season. And that's just the way I like to do it. I like to be way down that river in the middle of almost close as you can get to Georgia wilderness, away from everybody. And I suspect we'll be down there at least 15 minutes before the sky turns pink.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, you got to get there early, man.
You got that right. You're talking about different ways of turkey hunting. I like my own preference. I like to get them gobbling while it's still mostly dark and low crawl right in there with them and get set up. When they fly down, I just assume he landed in my lap almost.
There you go. People get hung up. That's one of the mistakes that people make. And it's not all experience for me because I read a lot, but people really love to do this locator stuff, and that's okay. But you better, if you call a locator and he answers, you better be ready to sit down.
That's right. My preference actually is before it's even time to get the birds to gobble, I try to get the owls stirred up.
I
owl hoot to actually get the owls and start talking to each other, maybe even call them up. I've had as many as 9 or 10 owls all around me raising cane and hooting, and it works good once you get them to go, and you don't have to make another sound.
Hey, there you go. Let them, if they're going to overcall, let them do it.
Yep. We had a nice disabled and underprivileged kid hunt last Saturday in Folkestone, too. We had about 45 kids show up for that.
Fantastic.
Real good participation from the local Southeast Georgia community. We had an abundance of volunteer guides, and it was at Cheshire Ridge Hunting Club, and I think we managed to bag two birds out of about, it was about 40 kids hunted, I guess. That's still not bad. I've seen WMA hunts didn't do that good.
That's an excellent participation. We need more people like you, Mark, that are willing to spend their time and to get children involved in hunting.
Yeah, anybody ever wants to be invited to hunt with me, all they got to do is have a kid.
And, mighty fine.
Usually you only have to have that.
Yeah, they... All right, well, good luck to you today, buddy boy. That's good that you're taking a vet and a disabled person. I wish you well.
Yes, sir. Get down to the neighborhood, give us a call.
Then mighty fine. I'll see you next week. Right now, too, let's talk to Alan. He's calling from Lilburn, Georgia. What a great name. Lilburn, Georgia, you're on WSB. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, O'Neill, Miss Gail.
Hello.
I've called in. I told Jason, I said, I'd start playing some more Merle Haggard when he comes back from break.
That's my favorite country singer.
Yeah, I think it's what is, when I get home for Christmas or going home, what's the one you like the best?
If we can make it till December.
There you go. I do have something
to do
with Christmas. Yeah. Well, the reason I called this morning, I'm like you. I don't go in the woods until late season because I don't go in during the weekend because, you know, all them city slickers in there hunting, and I don't want to be the turkey. So, but the reason I called this morning, before Captain Matt calls in, would you ask him how the bite is up on an ear? And also, if I call it my fantasy paradise, which is East Tennessee, Northern Alabama, and North Georgia. That's what I call paradise.
There you go. In the mountains.
Well, just the whole part of it. But in that area, if you could only fish one lake the rest of your life, which lake would it be?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I would... I might like to fish Cherokee or Douglas out in East Tennessee.
Well, I came down to my favorite three, and one is Cherokee, Guntersville, and Pickwick.
Oh, yeah. Boy, those lakes are big, aren't they?
And if I had to choose one, it would be Guntersville.
Guntersville.
Well, I grew up in Knoxville, you know, so I fished Cherokee. I grew up on Cherokee, so, I mean, that's hard not to pick over it.
Well, for me, the reason I picked that is the fish are big, but there's not anybody else fishing.
You got that right.
There's nobody there.
Well, you know, out in the middle of there's a couple of islands out there that sit out there by themselves. Mm-hmm. We load up the boat, go over and take over one of them islands on the weekends or during one of the big long holidays, have the whole lake to ourselves.
Fabulous.
Yeah. But, Dodgers called. Hope y'all are doing well. And
we are indeed.
Throw that out. Out to everybody else with us this morning. You know, if you live in that area, what's your favorite lake? So
that's a good idea.
Like you say, I don't go in the woods until late season.
Well, I'll bet somebody will call, too. I guess I would pick Cherokee.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, pal. Be safe. And we'll talk turkey hunting later. This is O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB and the SB Radio Nation, and occasionally on Facebook, but not this morning. So I want you to call us at 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. This is O'Neill along with Woman Williams, Karen and Brian Green in our Peachtree City studio, and Jason Byers in Atlanta. And all of you guys, stay right there. We've got more outdoors headed your way.
The first time we met is a favorite memory of mine.
You're listening to O'Neill Outside Saturday mornings, and O'Neill will be appearing today at the home show at the Cobb Center, Cobb Energy Center, whatever that thing is, and I'll be there at noon, and the first 10 people today that meet me in the Tough Shed booth, well, it's not a really booth, I'm in a Tough Shed, and ask for a hat, the first 10, you have to ask me, you have to ask O'Neill, and I'll give you a hat. And if you want me to sign it, I will. The value of the hat goes down if I sign it, you understand. But they're nice hats. So, all right, 404-872-0750, 800 972-8255 on SB Nations all over the country. So let's talk Goblin Fever. There used to be a show named that. It was produced by a fellow named Mark Scroggins. And Mark Scroggins is Travis's hunting buddy and out in Texas. Travis lives in a little town called, well, we'll call it Wheeler.
Kelton.
Filson.
K-E-L-T-O-N, I believe.
Kelton?
Yes.
Okay. Travis lives in Kelton, Texas now, and he is a deer hunting guide and turkey guide and a hog trapper and all those things. And Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N, Kelton, Texas?
I believe that's correct.
Kelton,
yes.
Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, man, he's living large, okay? But let's go back to this goblin stuff here, this turkey season that we're talking about. And we'll talk for the morning and we'll throughout the season. But if I can pass along, in my judgment, the biggest mistake everybody, the easiest mistake, besides moving and not being patient, patience kills turkeys. The biggest mistake is you fall in love with your call. You think you've just got to call and call and call. If you have a hot bird and he's not henned up, when you call two or three times, shut up. He knows where you are already. And if he is interested, then he will visit. And that connects you to the second thing. The second mistake is that you're not patient enough. You get up and move around. And just like was said here just a few moments ago, people jump up too quickly and they bump a bird. Bird was right there the whole time, you just didn't see him. And he's 100 yards away, and you get up, he's not coming. You lost your patience. Be patient. If you've heard him once, he's around. If you've heard him two times, and boy, I tell you, you talk about some heart-stopping action. When you hear him the second time and he's closer, whew, man, oh man. Turkey hunting is, the eastern wild turkey, to me, is the number one big game animal in North America. And we've talked about that before, all those reasons why. You have to be talented and practiced and, well, let's say proficient at so many things. This is the number one big game animal in North America. Now, Travis is out there in Rio territory, the Rio Grande, and those turkeys will spoil you. They just come in and say, shoot me. Shoot me and my buddy who's with me. Shoot us both. But the eastern and to a great degree, the Florida turkey, the Osceola, that's the one in which they'll hurt your feelings. They'll make your lips pooch out. And would you care to do words of wisdom this morning?
Well, certainly.
Are you ready to do words of wisdom this morning?
I certainly can be.
Well, why don't we do words of wisdom? We'll get Jason in line.
All right.
There you are. He's hot. Jason's hot stuff this morning. He's ready. He's ready for everything this morning. And so it's time for words of wisdom from Woman Williams. And here she goes.
Okay. Remember, we're doing this. What do you call them? The winners of the contest for which describes those who have a word,
such as
you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Yeah. Okay.
So, three more today.
Okay.
Pay attention. Haunted French pancakes give me the creeps. Crips.
I don't know. You're only going to do three of these, right?
Right. Haunted French pancakes give me the creeps.
Yeah.
Crips.
I got you.
A theft who stole a calendar got 12 months.
I don't know. Next week, you got to do something different.
No, You're taking all the joy
this
out of
this. This is painful.
This is, okay. When the this is a good one. When the smog lifts in Los Angeles,
yeah,
you see L.A.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, I'm really sorry. I'll give you another one. I got some batteries that were given out free of charge.
Where do people... what kind of a brain comes up with that stuff?
Here, a dentist and a manicurist married. They fought tooth and nail.
She's done it again.
I'm sorry, you got a whole bunch of those. I didn't like the pancake one. I thought that was cute.
This week... oh, I got to get out of here.
Too bad.
All right, yeah, we got a break coming up. Oh, no, no, I don't. I'm looking at the clock. I'm wrong. We're good. Gail and I this week happened to hit, we have Netflix, and we hit.
What did we hit?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, gosh.
The stand-ups.
Yes.
And, oh, my goodness, that's not an outdoor subject, but I laughed this week at him. He's fabulous. And
It was Jerry before Seinfeld.
Jerry before the Seinfeld show, yeah.
Yeah, this Jerry
fabulous.
Before Seinfeld.
Absolutely
it was good.
Fabulous.
Yeah, Karen
if
watched it with
the other night,
too. If you have
Netflix, give it a try.
Yeah, Karen came up to work for a couple hours and wound up spending the night.
Staying a couple of days.
Yeah, bless her heart.
So, today on O'Neill, this weekend on O'Neill Outside, I recommend that you watch O'Neill Outside Television on Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports in Florida, Fox Sports in Arizona, and on the cable channel in West, Centel Cable in West Virginia. My goodness, the Pursuit Network and Tuff TV. Did you realize that?
I did.
Yeah, Tuff TV. And it's a fabulous trip that we made over to the Tennessee River and fishing behind up against the dam at Wilson Dam.
That's a big dam.
Man, that dam must be a half mile long.
Well, it's tall, too.
Yeah.
It looks like a building.
Fabulous fishing. You get, I fished with a fellow by the name of Brian Barton. And Brian, over there, you get bit every cast. There's not a single cast that you make that you don't get bit. It's unbelievable. You have a fish on all the time. His name is Brian Barton. Brian Barton Outdoors, and it is a trip that you should consider taking. Brian Barton Outdoors. Yes, ma'am.
How long do we have for you?
I've got time.
I was just going to say. Weather, turkey season, all that stuff. Uh-huh. Up here on the mountain, the bears are coming out.
Yeah.
We've seen three bears in the last week.
Yep.
One of them was on the deck.
The patio.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them came up sailing.
That's the same one I saw yesterday coming back from the home show.
Oh, okay.
He's a big guy.
Is that the one that we saw the first day when we saw two in one day?
I think that's male, yeah.
Yeah. So... If you're around in the mountains, you know, kind of keep an eye out. They're coming out.
Yeah, they're out of hibernation, which they don't hibernate anyway. All they do is just kind of rest.
They sleep a lot.
When the water,
remember we had one on the deck that year that we had the White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A couple
His
years
footprints
ago?
Were all around on the
Yeah,
the
there was footprints all over the place out there on the deck where he had to walk up the steps to get there. I don't know what he was looking for. Santa Claus, maybe?
Food.
But we don't leave food out for him.
Food.
We don't do that.
Yeah, that's what gets them in. You want bear. And last week's program, which you weren't able to listen to because of technical difficulties, had a turkey biologist from the Department of Natural Resources here in Georgia and a game warden, a law enforcement, and we talked about the bears. And in Georgia, they figure there's 4,000 bears here in North Georgia. Now, that's a lot of bears.
Mm-hmm.
And now, there's a lot of people live in North Georgia. So every time one person sees a bear, then, oh, the bears are everywhere. Well, it's really just one, but 15 people saw it. So it's, but there's a good general population in Central Georgia along the, what's that river? I'll get it in a minute. And then down in the Okefenokee Swamp.
But, you know, we do see more bear up here now than we did when we first moved up here in 2001, mm-hmm. Or built the place. We see a lot more than we did.
Well, nobody hunts them, you know, only time.
Oh, Karen's told me to tell you that some of the DNR turkey show is on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they can go to YouTube to... I was going to ask you about that, if that wasn't somewhere.
The turkey show. The last week's show is on YouTube. And
she
go to YouTube, and you can
watch
on the
outside.
Some of
the DNR turkey show, turkey show is on YouTube.
Okay. Oh, the turkey show's on... Okay.
What did you think I said?
404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And we'll... continue to talk this morning. It's Goblin Fever. Mark Scroggins is the fellow who was the producer of Goblin Fever, and it was a really good show. But television shows, some of them don't last. Some of them do. Some of them last and shouldn't. Maybe ours is one of those.
Been a long time, that's for sure.
37 years. Yeah. No kidding. 37 years. Again, the home show today, home show in Atlanta, North Atlanta, the first 10 people that visit with O'Neill and ask for a hat, a cap, it's a O'Neill Outside hat. It says O'Neill Outside on it, and we'll give you a hat. So there you are. It's 53 after the hour. We're going to need to get out of here for a break, but let me give you the telephone numbers again. I do it often. 404-872-0750 and 800-972-8255. That's 800-WSB-TALK. We want to give away a Rocco's gift certificate.
We can.
Okay. Rocco's is a fabulous pub here in North Georgia, in Jasper. If you live in Marietta, Canton, LJ, Jasper, Blue Ridge, call in this morning, and we'll give you a $25 gift certificate to
Rocco's.
Rocco's. How about
it's
that?
It's on 515. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 515.
515.
Off of 70, I-75.
Okay.
And we'd appreciate you being able to use it. So.
Yeah, you got to be able to use it. This is O'Neill. You got to stay right there. I'll be back. Hey everyone, 57 after the hour. We've had an hour of outdoors and turkey hunting. And one of the things that I've learned and is highly recommended, I get a lot of my information that I tell you in the mornings on the radio program. I get that from Realtree.com. They have an excellent staff and communicate so very well at Realtree about hunting. And so I don't refer to it much in the springtime unless it's goblin season, like now. But one of the things they point out in their instructions about turkey hunting is on rainy days, that's the day that you really have to be patient. Turkeys don't like to get their feathers wet, and they'll stay on the limb longer, usually, if it's raining. And after they'll fly down later. I know I hunted one time in Alabama, and the turkeys didn't fly down to almost 9 o'clock. It was raining that day. Of course, O'Neill was soaked, but, you know. So if it's raining, good day to go fishing too, but if it's raining and you go turkey hunting, you really do have to exercise some extreme patience. And, of course, the television shows have ruined hunting a great deal because we have to. We've got so many people on with us and everything. We have to have a blind. You can't do this. You can't. It's almost impossible to go
turkey hunting without a blind if you've got a cameraman, because he has to be able to move. You can't, but he can, or he has to. So turkey, that's, you know, a blind makes it a whole lot easier. I don't understand how people can archery hunt. I'm not good enough to archery hunt and be able to pull the bow back without spooking the bird. I can't do that. I don't know how you do that. Anyway, I'm ultra sensitive. If you're hunting Rios and Miriams and ghouls and stuff like that, you can stand up and whistle for them. They'll still come in. But an Eastern or an Osceola, you absolutely cannot move. Okay, we've got another hour of outdoors headed your way. This is O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB, and we'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour